We're the Parker Abbott Trio.
And you are listening to CKVS 93.7.
The voice of the Shuswap.
And I'm Richard Sevigny. Welcome to another edition of Live in the Shuswap. This week, we feature the textural and atmospheric music of the dual keyboard-driven Parker Abbott Trio. Stick around as we listen and talk to this triple threat of soundsmiths, opening with a self-penned Everyday Gray.
Thank you.
Up next, let's sample some octopus. But first, let's introduce the Parker Abbott Trio.
Cool. I'm Simon Abbott, and I play piano and keyboards in Parker Abbott Trio, and I'm a Toronto-based musician.
My name's Terry Parker. I'm also a piano and keyboardist in the band, also composer, band leader, based in Toronto.
I'm Mark Seger. I'm the drummer and cymbal player, as well as glockenspiel and cowbell and miscellaneous objects.
Shaker.
And Shaker. That's in there too. And I live in Edmonton. I've been there for the last 2 years, and before that I was in Toronto for quite a while, where I met Simon and Terry.
Okay.
Thank you.
So why don't we start with you two, because you guys met in 2009. Give me a little background on that.
We were both working at Lippert Music, which is a music teaching studio in the East End of Toronto. And we just got chatting. We're talking about all this music that we both enjoy, piano music mostly, composers and pianists. And we started playing Piazzolla arrangements for two pianos. And we started finding other songs we could play. We found a Gershwin piece that we played a bit, and we started arranging Herbie Hancock songs and Monk's tunes and Egberti Gismonti tunes. And we had an Oscar Peterson song we played, so we were kind of just picking all our favorite piano players and arranging their music for us to play duo. And then we decided we'd try to start writing some music, so Simon wrote a tune, I wrote a tune, and it kind of went from there. We started playing with more keyboards in the last 3 years because a lot of the venues don't have two pianos. Like, we started playing together on two acoustic pianos, and it kind of developed into playing with synthesizers and keyboards because we just don't have two pianos usually. And when we added the synth bass and all these kind of groovy keyboard textures, we felt we needed a drummer to fill our sound out, and that's when we asked Mark to play with us. And here we are.
Okay.